This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 21st, 2023. The U.S. Department of Defense will host this year's Armed Forces Day crossband test on May 13, 2023. This annual event is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and will not impact any public or private communications. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event. The Armed Forces Day crossband test is a unique opportunity to test two-way communications between military communicators and radio stations in the amateur radio service. These tests provide opportunities and challenges for radio operators to demonstrate individual technical skills in a tightly controlled exercise scenario. Military stations will transmit on selected frequencies and will announce the specific ARS frequencies monitored. All times are Zulu, and all frequencies are upper sideband unless otherwise noted. The frequencies used for the test will not stray outside the confines of the exercise. A complete list of frequencies, time periods, QSL cards, and other information can be found at DoD Mars-Armed Forces Day. And by the way, Armed Forces Day is a time of honor. It will be celebrated on Saturday, May 20th, 2023. The first Armed Forces Day was celebrated with parades, open houses, receptions, and air shows. Today, many events and activities take place and may include multi-service military displays in areas open to the public, various educational activities to teach children about the armed forces, and large parades with local celebrations. And by the way, the longest-running Armed Forces Day parade in the United States is held in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Certain types of music will be played at the Armed Forces Day 2023 events to show respect to those in the armed forces who died for their country. The Nassau Area Radio Society's Spring 2023 Online Ham Boot Camp will be held on Saturday, May 13th from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Access to the session will be provided via Zoom. Ham Boot Camp includes a series of demonstrations and tutorials designed to help newly licensed technician, general, and extra class license holders get on the air. Ham Boot Camp is also a great opportunity for hams who are interested in seeing what the hobby has to offer. The online ham boot camp program is available to all licensed and prospective amateur radio operators, and you can register for the next ham boot camp session at www.n1fd.org. And by the way, the Nassau Area Radio Society is an ARRL affiliated club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with his weekly AMSAT report. We reported the InspireSat 7 was to be launched, and it finally was, on April 15th. And shortly after deployment, the first telemetry was received, and then ground control sent commands to the satellite. Congratulations to builders, programmers, and the command team for a job well done. The satellite has an experiment on board. There are miniaturized remote sensing sensors. They can be used to observe essential climate variables, or ECV, and the ionosphere from a multipoint. If you're interested in grabbing some telemetry, the downlink is 435.200 MHz BPSK mode using G3RUH9K6. And one of the projects on the list of to-do things for the AMSAT IT team is updating the satellite status page at AMSAT.org. Hopefully they can fix some of the outdated software and make it open source so others can contribute to make it better. Thanks, Bruce, for this week's report. Dr. Ulrich Rode, N1UL, received the 2023 Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, IEEE, Communications Society Distinguished Industry Leader Award. The award recognizes an industry executive whose leadership has resulted in major and outstanding advances and new directions in the information and communications business. According to the IEEE, Dr. Rode won the award for contributions and leadership in radios and electronic test measurement equipment that has supported the design of modern communication systems and their industrial implementations. Dr. Rode has been an avid amateur radio operator with licenses in the United States and Germany. He has been licensed since 1956 and involved mostly in technology and systems. In 2015, he won first place in the ARRL International DX contest in the Northern New Jersey section. He also operates as N1ULMM on his yacht, the Dragonfly, and is the treasurer of the Marco Island Radio Club K5MI. ARRL recognized Dr. Rode as the recipient of the IEEE Photonic Society Engineering Achievement Award in 2022. Also in 2022, he was inducted into the Indian National Academy of Engineering. Dr. Rode is an ARRL Maximum Society and LIFE member. And here's a great story about EME. Ham radio operator Doug Hansel, AA1UI, found himself with some extra time during the pandemic and thought it might be the right time to learn how to make Earth, Moon, Earth, EME contacts. First, I did a lot of reading and talking to other amateurs. Then I realized I needed better equipment, software, and a lot of patience, said Hansel. He was gifted a 15-element Yagi, but had to sell some older equipment to upgrade to a better amplifier and equipment. After many attempts, his first contact was in 2021. He kept at it and was thankful for all of the help he received. Hansel stressed the need for patience, stating, "What's fun is I really didn't know what I was doing, but the EME community was very generous with their time and advice in helping me tick this off my bucket list." He made a detailed video of his experience, and you can find the link for that video at ARRL.org. Hansel was first licensed in 1977 and now holds an amateur extra class license. He is an ARRL member. Ohio NVIS Day 2023 is set for April 22nd. The event will be held from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a non-contest event, and all amateur radio operators are invited to participate. The purpose of NVIS Day is to construct and try various working NVIS antenna ideas. These antennas are low to the ground and provide coverage generally within a 400-mile radius, which is extremely important for regional HF communications in an emergency. Stations will construct and test NVIS antennas with transmit power limited to 100 watts. Power for the NVIS station will be from any form of off-grid supply, like a generator, battery, or solar. Stations may test antenna coverage by contacting as many different locations as possible. This year, they are collecting grid squares and S-meter readings as part of the exchange. For more information on Ohio NVIS Day, visit Ohio Aries, arrl.ohio.org. ARRL Life member Richard L. King, N5NA, passed away on Wednesday, April 12, 2023. King held an amateur radio extra class license and was a well-known and respected member of the amateur radio community. King's contributions to radio sport will be greatly missed. First licensed in 1958, King was a skilled operator and a longtime DXer and contester. He had been selected as a referee for the World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC 2022, which will be held in Italy in July of 2023. By the way, there is a tribute posted to him on the WRTC 2022 website. A memorial service will be held later this year, according to his widow. In radio sport, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including April 19th through the 25th, North Dakota, W1AW/0, April 19th through the 25th, Nevada, W1AW/7, April 26th through May 2nd, New Jersey, W1AW/2, and April 26th through May 2nd, New Hampshire, W1AW/1. And an upcoming contest on April 22nd, the QRP to the Field contest, CW and phone. April 22nd through the 23rd, the SPDX Ready contest, that's digital. April 23rd, North American SSB Sprint contest, that's phone. Also on April 23rd, the Bardic Sprint 75, that's digital. April 24th, the RSGB FT4 contest, that is, of course, FT4. And on April 26th, the 432 MHz Spring Sprint, CW, phone, and digital. Some upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On May 7th is the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. May 13th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention. That's in Lincoln, Nebraska. And on May 19th through the 21st, of course, is the Dayton Hamvention, hosting the ARRL Great Lakes Division Convention. That's in Xenia, Ohio. And then ahead, on June 2nd through the 4th, it's CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention. That's in Seaside, Oregon. And finally, thanks this week to the Morongo Basin Amateur Radio Club in 29 Palms, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 73.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.